Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen, and today we are talking numbers, and I love numbers. We're going to go over a few statistics on how clutter can affect us, and you may be blown away by these stats. I know I was, so I can't wait to share them with you. So I have a question for you. Are you living in clutter? If so, you're not alone. According to BBC News, 54% of Americans say they're overwhelmed by clutter in their homes, and 78% of them have absolutely no idea what to do with it, what to do with the clutter. They have no idea. And I just wanted to mention that a little later on in this episode, I have another stat that's very similar to this one, but the percentage is much higher. So I'm going to go into that one in a bit, a little farther down the road here. Okay, so thanks to the ease of online shopping and smart advertising, we find ourselves with more stuff than ever before. In fact, according to the LA Times, the average American home now contains more than, guess how many items? The average American home now contains more than 300,000. And 80% of those items are hardly or never used. And if you're living in Canada, the stats are probably about the same. I'm not sure what the stats are in other parts of the world, but that is, to me, just blows my mind that now this is obviously an average, because people who live in an apartment that's maybe a studio or a one bedroom apartment is not going to have the same as somebody who lives in a four bedroom house. But this is just an average, 300,000 items in our home. Okay, so let's talk clothes. Have you heard the saying that we usually wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time? You may have heard me say that before because I have mentioned it, but it is true. The only exception to the rule usually is when someone does not do their laundry on a regular basis, and therefore they may wear a lot of clothes so they don't have to do their laundry. So I've seen that, where they don't want to do their laundry, so they end up just, you know, using more and more clothes. But on average, we wear 20% of our clothes 80% of the time. Therefore, it's not a surprise that the fashion industry is worth $2.4 trillion. And the average woman owns more than 20 pairs of shoes. So this begs the question, do we really need all this stuff cluttering up our homes? Do we really need all this stuff cluttering up our homes? And I say, no, we don't. All right, so let's take a look at the impact clutter can have on different aspects of our lives. So the first one I want to talk about is money. And we work hard for our money, yet we are spending it on things we don't need. And why do we do that? Like, we work really hard for our money, so why are we giving it away on things that we don't need? I don't know why we do it. But for example, according to Forbes, 78% of US workers are living paycheck to paycheck, with the average American spending $18,000 a year on non-essentials. So once again, that 78% of US workers are living paycheck to paycheck, with the average American spending $18,000 a year on non-essentials. That means those are items that we don't necessarily need. They're not essential. And this year alone, Americans will spend $37.5 billion on storage units for their household items. And I'm not sure where you live, but where I do, there is a storage unit on every corner, or storage company with lots of units on every corner. And okay, maybe not every corner, but they are all around. And there's often a waiting list to even get a storage locker where I am. So right now I'm in Ottawa, Ontario, in Canada, we have so many storage lockers available, and most of them are full, and sometimes there's a waiting list. That's crazy. That just goes to show you how many people are using storage lockers. And the demand is actually quite high for these storage lockers. So seriously, that might be a good business to get into. If you're thinking of opening a business, it might be a good one. There's such a high demand for storage lockers. At least that's what it is where I am. But for those who have storage units, it is costing big dollars because each month it really adds up. So if, for example, you're paying $100 a month for a storage locker or a storage unit, and you have it for, say, 4 years, then that is almost $5,000. So you see how it can really add up. So if you have a storage unit, figure out how much you have spent on it. So figure out how many dollars you are spending on it, and then think about whether it's worth it, keeping it. Okay, so let's go back again to working hard for money. Do you spend money on items you buy but can't find? So, you know, that is another example of how we are wasting our hard-earned money by spending money on items, buying items that we already have, but we just don't know where they are. So I have another question for you. Do you carry credit card debt? So according to Equifax in Canada, credit card debt totaled $2.2 trillion in 2021. So once again, credit card debt totaled $2.2 trillion in 2021. 40 to 50% of those with credit card debt carry a balance and pay high interest rates. And on top of that, 25% of people say they pay their credit card and other bills late and incur fees because they can't find the bill or they forget to pay it. So that is an example of how we are wasting our hard-earned money. And if we were more organized, that may not have happened. Or if we weren't shopping as much and buying items, especially the ones we don't need, then that, you know, would not happen as well. Okay, so that's money. Let's now talk about increased stress. When we are living in clutter, we have an increase in visual stimuli. This can lead to feelings of stress and chaos. So too much clutter sends a signal to our brain that the work will never be done. So it makes us feel defeated, anxious, and can even lead to depression, right? So if we are stressed about clutter, living in clutter, that can make us feel defeated, anxious, and even lead to depression. So this is not good for us, right? That increase of stress. The Huffington Post did a survey of 1,000 adults, and they found that 84% of recently stressed Americans say they worry that their home isn't clean or organized enough. And I mentioned earlier when we first started the podcast that there was, according to BBC News, that 54% of Americans say they're overwhelmed by clutter. But according to the Huffington Post, when they did their survey of 1,000 people, they had 84% of recently stressed Americans say they worry that their home isn't clean or organized enough. And, you know, that's a high percentage, 84%. They also found that people were stressed about unexpected expenses. So that's money, right? That has, you know, those unexpected expenses that come up. They're also stressed about not having enough time for their loved ones and not having enough time for themselves. And so was trying to make healthy meals was also a stress. So that's what they found when they did the survey. But the number one stress was, you guessed it, home organization. Being organized at home was their number one stress. It even beat out money, not having enough time for their loved ones, healthy meals. The number one stress was home organization. And you know how I always say, if you have a lot of clutter, you are not alone. Well, that just proved it, right? When I started my business 9 years ago, I actually had no idea that there was such a huge population of people who needed help with getting organized. I really didn't. I also didn't think there was much said about disorganization back then. You didn't hear about disorganization as much. There weren't any TV shows on home organization, and there wasn't a lot of home organizing companies. When I started my company, there really wasn't that many in my area. And many people didn't even know there was professional organizers who could come and help them get organized. I remember when I started, people were saying to me, even as years went on, I still had people saying to me, I didn't even know this was a thing, that people come in and help organize my home. Like it was not a, it's not a well-known, it was just not as well-known as it's getting there now because of the TV shows. I find it's making a big difference. But I honestly, when I started my business, I never dreamed that my home organizing business would take off like it did and grow to the extent it grew. And don't get me wrong, I worked hard. I worked really, really hard at getting this business running successfully. But I really didn't know how many people struggled with home organization until I started the business. And to be honest, I'm way more organized now than I was many years ago because I've learned a few things along the way as well. I realized also really quickly on that it's not about tidying up somebody else's home. It is more than that. It is life-changing since many people don't have the skills to get organized and they feel overwhelmed and they don't know where to start. Being organized is life-changing, and that I found out when I started the business. So very early on in my journey of owning a home organizing company, I got educated and got certificates in ADHD. I got certificates in time management and productivity, chronic disorganization, and more. I wanted to help my clients as best as I could, and I am all for learning and growing. So I chose to really dive in, get educated, and certified. Okay, sorry, I know I went off topic there for a bit. All right, so back to the episode here. We talked about money and stress, and now let's talk about health. Not only does clutter increase cortisol levels, which can increase cholesterol, triglycerides, blood pressure, and blood sugar, all risk factors for heart disease, but it makes it even more difficult for the immune system to fight off infections. Right? So clutter causes us to have health problems. It really does. I'll just give you an example. And a study by Pamela Thatcher out of St. Lawrence University found that people who sleep in cluttered rooms are more likely to have sleeping problems, which include falling asleep and waking up in the middle of the night and not being able to get back to sleep. So sleep deprivation is linked to serious health problems such as stroke, heart failure, and depression. So, you know, you may not realize what the clutter is actually doing to your body. And also, according to PubMed, people with extremely cluttered homes are 77% more likely to be overweight and less active than those who have organized homes, because those with organized homes are more likely to be active and in better shape. So what do you think about that stat? And I'm just going to go back over it again. According to PubMed, people with extremely cluttered homes are 77% more likely to be overweight and less active than those who have an organized home. And you know what? I've seen lots of articles that relate to overweight people with cluttered homes, but to be honest with you, I have helped over 1,000 clients. Over the years, it's been definitely over 1,000 clients, and I have not seen any correlation at all between clutter and being overweight. My clients are of all different weight. I personally have not seen any correlation between weight and clutter at all. So that's my experience. So I wanted to share that with you because, you know, there's stats are out there, and I'm seeing a lot of, you know, articles written on that as well, that clutter, having a lot of clutter could be correlated to being heavy, or overweight. But my experience, honestly, I have not noticed it at all. Not one bit. Okay. I just want to jump in quickly before I continue on and let you know that I will be introducing you to a new program that I'm offering this coming September. And I'm so excited. It will include course material that you can take on your own time. It's easy to follow, video modules. And the best part is that it will include private one-on-one calls with me so I can help you every step of the way in your organizing journey. So if you want to be on the wait list or want more information on this program, send me a quick DM on Instagram to Kathy Organizes, K-A-T-H-Y, Organizes with Z-E-S, or reach out via my website, kathymckeown.com, with the word program. And I will give you all the details. And there's no obligation to sign up. Actually, you can't even sign up yet because I haven't started yet the sign up process yet. But you can, you know, I can definitely give you some more information and I can, you know, put you on a wait list. So once again, it is a program that I'm starting in September. It is going to be full of juicy information. So it's going to have video modules. It's going to be easy to follow. You do it at your own time. There's no tests, nothing like that. No textbooks. It's just all the information will be right there accessible for you. And it will also include one-on-one coaching calls with me, which, to be honest with you, I don't do very often. So once again, no obligation to sign up. If you just want some information, shoot me a DM on Instagram at Kathy Organizes or go to kathymckeown.com to the contact form and shoot me over the word program and I will be there to help you. And I also wanted to mention that, hey, September, you know, you can take your time doing this program if you want. Say take you 3 months. And if you do, you will be totally organized by Christmas. And that means your new year will start off and awesome, being organized, right? So once again, send me the word program and I'll give you any details or answer any of your questions you may have. Okay, so we talked about money. We talked about increased stress. We talked about health. And now we're going to talk about wasted time. And according to NAPO, we spend an average 1 year of our lives looking for items we can't find, which is about 8,700 hours. Can you believe that? We spend on average 1 year of our lives looking for items we can't find, which is about 8,700 hours total. And that is crazy. But honestly, if you have an organized home with systems in place, that will not happen to you. You will not waste a year of your life looking for lost items. I can promise you that. You won't. But that's just on average. And Joseph Ferrari, a professor of psychology out of DePaul University, found that the more clutter you have in your home, the more likely you are to be a procrastinator. And I think we all have a bit of procrastination in us, right? But he suggests that when you have a disorganized and cluttered home, you're procrastinating or you're putting off tasks such as picking up your items or tidying up, finding a home for things, and letting go of items that you no longer need or use. So you're procrastinating getting stuff done. And when we procrastinate, we look for distractions, right? Because we don't want to do it. So we look for something else to do that's going to distract us. Social media. Many people turn to social media. Other people may turn to watching TV or doing something else that we love to do instead of doing what we need to do, right? Procrastination, it's a big one. And that's often why we have clutter. Now, sometimes you just don't know where to start. So that's different. Other times we just tend to procrastinate. No, we need to do it. We just don't do it. So let's now talk about getting organized. And I have to be honest with you. You ready? Getting rid of clutter and getting organized is not an overnight process. You know what? If you see somebody that posts something like learn how to get organized in 24 hours or clean and organize your home in 24 hours, or it's just not going to happen. It makes no sense to me whatsoever because it takes time and being organized requires a set of skills that need to be developed over time. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with asking for a bit of guidance from people who have already acquired these skills. So ask for help. If you know somebody that have those skills, you know, always ask for those help. And if you're ready to get organized but need a little help, as mentioned earlier, send me a quick DM on Instagram at Kathy Organizes. That's with a K and Z for organizes, or reach out to me on Facebook with the word program, and I will give you the details of our upcoming program, which is starting in September, being organized by Christmas, and start your new year off stress-free and organized. And once again, no obligation to join. I'll just give you the details. Oh, and I do have a favor to ask. If you're enjoying our podcast, would you be so kind as to subscribe and leave a 5-star review? I would greatly appreciate it. It helps us be seen so others can benefit from our home organizing tips. So please, if you don't mind, if you are enjoying our podcast, leave us a 5-star review and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. And by the way, I'm traveling for the next couple of weeks. So it could be 2 to 3 weeks. It's going to be over 2 weeks, actually, for sure. Maybe closer to three. So I just wanted to apologize if I don't get the next episode up next week or two. I'm going to try really hard, but it's harder to do when I'm traveling. All right, everyone. So that's a wrap. And I will see you next time.